Blog Talk Radio.
That's what I'm talking about. I'ma feel you up and down, baby. You gon' feel me up and down. We gon' get it on. Yeah, we are. You know, I'ma do you right. You gon' do me right. We gon' do this, baby. Listen.
Feel my body on your body, kissing and rubbing, feeling and touching. Feel my body on your body, kissing and rubbing, feeling and touching. This is a strategy of you to start to move. I really love it, take my time and play it smooth. When women see the things we react in such a way, they really wanna give me more. Yeah.
Later. What's up, Jen? How are you?
I'm good, and you, T? Just finished cooking, me and my husband. You know, you have to do that, stir-fry it up.
Yeah, you got to make sure dinner ready.
You know?
What's going on with you today?
I'm just trying to take it easy, not do too much. Just try to get it in when I can fit it in.
I know that's right.
How about
you? Well, I know you?
You
got some juicy stuff for me today.
Very juicy, boo. Very juicy.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Let's do
it. You know, what do you think about, does alcohol or drugs make the sex better?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? First off, I'm going to say, again, that would depend on the individual. But
yes.
I have been in that situation.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
So, wait,
oh, yeah.
You've been
I mean,
in that situation?
You can get down and dirty now with, you know. Hey, sometimes, to me, like if I'm drinking, I don't know if it just makes me I think I relax more, you know.
Well, maybe it makes you relax more, it just makes you loose.
Well, you know, gin used to make me loose as a goose. But I can't mess with that gin no more because I'm saying too much.
Oh, saying too much or doing too much?
No, I was saying and there doing too much. I was off the chain, you know. And that's another thing, you know, because alcohol can take you into two or three different ways, and drugs.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's a mind-altering thing anyway from the gate.
Yeah, and
so
see,
it depends. But, you know, I've had some great times while, you know, on that alcohol.
Uh-huh.
You know, it goes, honestly, I had a girlfriend, I'm serious, this chick would smoke weed, and she would go in. She would go in. I mean, she'd be like, yo, I got to make me some phone calls, da-da-da-da. I mean, she just said weed made her hornets all get out.
Oh, jeez. So she just get it in with anybody and anywhere and everywhere.
Well, no, I ain't going to say she would do it with anybody. She be making them phone calls, though.
She got speed dial.
Yeah. That black book.
The little book that got 9 stars around each one.
Exactly. I mean, what is your thought on it?
My thought, I mean, like you said, every person is different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my thing I love to drink. I'm a drinker.
Right.
I'm not that smoker.
Right.
But when I drink, I like to relax. I like to enjoy it and have fun.
Right.
But sex on the other side, I wouldn't know. Cause I'm not the type whereas I wanna get into it when I'm drunk or high or whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to feel the person I'm with.
Right.
So everybody has their taste, their own feeling. But me, I want to feel it right when I'm sober.
I know that's right.
Because, you know, sometimes you do things when you had a little too much.
Yeah.
And wake up the next morning and wonder why
you're
richer.
You don't remember nothing.
I'm glad I've never had one of those days.
Well, see, that's another thing, because I always want to be aware of my surroundings.
See, and
you know,
the thing. You always have to be aware of your surroundings, because you never know what happens.
That's true.
I mean, you can have a good day with it, you can have a bad day with it, but it depends on how you control yourself.
Right.
Because, I mean, you can meet somebody at drink all night and do better than somebody that have 2 drinks.
I agree with you. You know.
So,
and
I mean,
you know,
hey.
I want to say the phone lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 if you want to speak with me. And Jen, get in on this juicy conversation, because I know you're out there listening. So hit us up and, you know, get in on it with us. But, yeah, like you said, Jen, I mean, you know, to just get totally wasted, you know, you ain't going to know what really happened.
No, you never do. And that's why they usually have them girls up on Maury.
But girl.
Talking about, yeah, I had fun, but you don't know who your baby daddy is.
I'm telling you, you
see them all the time with 19 baby daddies up there talking about, he's a baby daddy, I'm 200%. Are you sure?
Well, seeing our other co-host is doing this, I think. Rachel?
Yes.
Rachel, are you there?
Good evening, ladies.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, ladies?
We doing good trying to get it in, trying to get this conversation in. Did you hear it?
I sure have, yes. I apologize for being a little late, but I am here.
That's all right. It's better late than never.
Ain't that the truth?
So what's your take on that, Rachel?
Well, my take on it. At this day and age, being the person that I have become now, I would prefer to be sober. When I was younger, however, I preferred to have a couple of drinks,
mm-hmm.
and be nice, and but now, no, I'm grown.
See, probably because you're not as bendable as you were back then.
I've grown out of that phase.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've grown out of that phase, and you know, I back then I was doing it for fun. Didn't even know what I was doing. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's true feelings involved, emotions, and you know, I'm on a whole different level, whole different view of spirituality, a whole different outlook on life. You know, so. I prefer to be sober and
enjoy,
feel,
right? Enjoy
yeah.
the ride.
So you were leading.
Mm-hmm.
Say, nowadays it's for these young kids now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because that I mean, you know, like I know for a fact down in my area, this e-pill is a big thing. You
yeah.
know,
yes.
I don't want, like I said, I don't want to be in a zone where, you know, all I'm just doing is like, then when you, like you say, when you wake up, you don't know what actually you've done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, far as you know, you could have been out somewhere and numerous of people could have hit it.
Exactly.
I never, ever want to be in that stage of mind. Well, I don't know what's up with my surroundings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have got wasted, but I was at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I knew who was in my surroundings, too.
Right.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to be careful with that, too.
Well, okay. not when I ain't let nobody in.
Oh, Jesus.
I remember hearing that song, I think it's Biggie Smalls. Some say the X makes sex sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, Biggie used to go in on that one. It was
yeah.
a good one, too. Yeah, like that old house music, face down, up.
Oh,
that's
see,
the way
here
I
you
like
go.
To, you know,
uh-huh.
But see...
See, I know, so you used to get it in then, huh?
Hush again. That was some moments ago now.
Now, she said moments ago, what, 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago?
Listen, I got Alzheimer's, so I ain't remember back 5 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I ain't going to lie now. I've had my days, and I still have my days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, it's like you say, you get in where you fit in.
Yeah.
True.
And it just might be one of them days that I feel like I want to be the freak of the week.
Oh,
so,
see?
You know, I'm going to do what I got to do to make it happen. But I like doing my, like I say, I like doing my little dirt at home.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing my little dirt at home. And you
that
come up in here unannounced now, you might have a problem.
Oh,
Lord. Find in the back way of an alley somewhere or something. You know?
I'm telling you, nowadays, right. I mean, you can't afford to just be out there like that.
Right.
Because you
right.
don't know people are slipping. I mean, they've been doing that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you risking the chance of somebody slipping a Mickey in your drink? No.
Yes.
I'm already crazy. That's why I don't need
you don't want to be worse
than
what you are already?
Right. I don't need no help. I really don't need no help. So,
you're right.
like I say, you know, it depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just like, hey,
what
somebody
I mean,
like to be loose as a goose, you know, and mm-hmm. tanked up, but
well, you know what,
I'm with you. I want to feel it.
Females.
I want to relax.
Right.
Some males and females may say that, you know, either the alcohol or the drug
mm-hmm.
may get, like you said, more loose,
mm-hmm.
and they may do more things.
Mm-hmm.
But then who wants to be sitting in the emergency room by 3 in the morning talking about, oh, I'm in pain.
Exactly.
You know?
You don't know what all they
to hit. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then yet and still you have to be careful whether you're a male or a female because you never know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, it could be good to you at that moment in time,
mm-hmm.
but then if you go, you know, if you go without protection, and you say, yeah, it was good, it was the best, but what's the consequences?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
You got a lot that goes with it. And my thing is this.
I'm going to go back. It's really... a subject I really don't like bringing up, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 18,
mm-hmm.
I was date raped.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A Mickey was slipped in my drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really, really, really a bad, bad experience. That's why somebody speak of Anno today, I might smack you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, because when I say I was tore up from the floor up, I ended up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where my backside was just like, you know, almost destroyed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for the longest, I was like, I didn't want to deal with, I wish a man would come close to me. A male.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to be bothered with nothing that said anything about sex. You know, because I had went through that bad experience.
Right.
But it's like when I think about it and somebody say something about Anno, it's like I relive.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what happened that night. No.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, like you said, that next day, I paid for it.
Yes.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And I mean, you know, it was a very bad experience. That's why if I go out now, I do not leave a drink on the bar. If I do, I'm not drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless I got somebody that I truly trust watching my drink,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm still skeptical.
Yeah,
because
right.
they
well,
could have turned
you know
their
what?
Head for a second.
But yeah. Listen, if you trust that person that much, and I mean, not just trust them, if you mean that much to them and they mean that much to you, you don't have to worry about it. And my thing is this, if you feel at a time where, you know, you want to dip a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you want to drink, you want to have your whatever, and
right.
you feel that you want to get to that point, then it should be with your spouse, no one else.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, like I said, this was back in the day. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was just starting out, actually, you know. But the thing is, why would you even do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask for it. I might have even gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I might have gave you a hissy fit, but at the end of the day, you might have got a little touch of it. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, honestly, no. It was a very bad experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So... You know, like I said, I think that's another reason I like to know what's really going on.
Right. Keep a clear mind.
You know.
Keep a clear mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I might take a couple of drinks, you know, but
mm-hmm.
other than that, you know, for me to get, like, stupidly, like, I've never been that tight, and I think it looks nasty for a female anyway to be out here, like, staggering, falling. You know, can't talk, can't do nothing. No, no,
mm-hmm.
no.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it looks real trashy for a female to be in that state of mind out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But
that's dangerous. That's definitely
it is. I mean, and nowadays it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because generations from generations, they get, you know, a little bit more dangerous as you know, the years go by.
Yeah.
So, you know, some of this stuff now that they may use for call itself with date rape, it may take you out.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to a song. Let's hit up Mary J. Well, I ain't going to cry no more. I had Don the Diva. We'll be right back with you. here, Mary J. Mary J. say don't cry about it no more. It ain't
don't
worth
cry
it.
About it.
Ain't worth it.
You know what, T? I want to touch back on something that you said.
Okay.
That you went through.
Uh-huh.
And you know, maybe I was wrong at that point in time when I said that you can put trust in someone that trusts you, you know?
Right.
Maybe it's not the same for everybody. It may,
right.
You know, you never know.
Right.
You trust somebody and know somebody your whole life and they can still cause harm to you or do whatever they may
do. Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking last week, sometimes it can be family, can be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, so nowadays, like you say, putting trust in somebody, hey, I don't care if it's your husband, your wife, or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just, you know, hey, you just got to be careful, period.
Yeah.
But I do want to stress the lines are lit up. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on this topic with us, the Diva Squad, because we would love to hear your feedback on this matter, you know. So press 1. Again, the number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the topic with us. But, yeah, you know, it's trust is... That's a big thing, period.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship and everything else. Life. Mm-hmm. Trust is number one.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And then communication. You know, but, you know, we've fallen into a whole nother thing right here. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, nevertheless, with that being said, I have to be, you know, I have to be, like, in my right state of mind. A couple
mm-hmm.
of drinks is going to be okay, but, you know. You know, the topic, you know, for the callers and listeners, the topic is about, you know, do you think the sex enhanced...
Does alcohol or drugs make the sex better?
So, you know, definitely, you know, let us hear what you think about this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Diva Squad going in, okay? We're going to keep it real with you. The Diva Squad is on point, and we're going to keep it on point. So, I don't know, ladies. damn good topic.
I have a very good advice. Definitely learn yourself and know yourself.
Right.
Know yourself. That way, you know what, you won't fall into that category where, you know what, you'll overdo it. But also experience is a good teacher. Time is a teaching tool. There was a time back in my day where I was younger and I just wanted to get nice and get tipsy and have fun, like I said, but there were those nights, and I'm grateful that I was with the person that I was in a relationship with and that I trusted and could trust me, and thank God nothing happened. But I would wake up the next morning and, you know, what did I do last night, you know?
Uh-huh.
Experience is definitely a good teacher.
And, you know,
yeah.
I was always told, bought since is better than told.
Hold that phone, ladies. We actually have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, who are we speaking with?
VIP Dre.
What up, Dre?
What's up, Keith?
Welcome to Love Fantasy. Did you
hear
the
topic? What's up, Rachel?
And we have also Jen, my other co-host.
Hello.
All right.
Dre, ladies. Great to hear the topic.
Man, y'all talking about is sex better when you're drinking or doing drugs?
Yeah.
Well, you know me, it could go both ways. Because you might have somebody ugly you get drunk with, you wake up and you're like, oh!
You know what?
What have I done?
Folks are different folks.
What have I done? But, you know, when you're drinking, your sex is better. It is better. And then sometimes,
different strokes for different folks.
Different strokes for different folks. But for me, it's good. Yes, sir, good is like a bigger than egg sandwich. Good.
Say it's
you
good
right now. I get drunk. I'm ready to do my thing. You know, but but sometimes you could be getting high. You're at a party. You know, you're digging, you know, and you meet an ug mug. And your head is sticking with the other head. You don't really want to do it. But the liquor be like, yo, go get that in. Get that in. And the other side is saying, damn, she ugly like a motherfucker. She's like, fuck it.
Then you wake up and say, what did I do? How did
I you be, no, for sure, for sure. It has happened. It has happened.
Yeah.
It has happened. But it was good. It was like a bigger than egg shell. I just get up and say, see you later. Just don't tell nobody.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I heard that Drake say it was like a bacon and eggs.
It was like a bacon and eggs. It was good. But I'm going to tell you, most ugly women got the best stuff. But you don't know until you're drunk. Because if you were sober, you'd be like, I ain't fucking with that.
Right.
You gotta take a drink. As soon as you take a drink, that drink be like, you got one on one side sober, and you got the drunk man on the other side. The drunk man be saying, get that ass. And the drunk and sober man be like, that's an ugly motherfucker. You be like, hey, two peas in a bucket, fuck it.
Oh, that's all, Dre. Oh, that's all. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello, caller?
Oh, they all got scared.
Yeah.
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Who's calling? Who's talking? Who is this?
I'm keeping my name biased. Okay, my name is Last Man. The Man.
Last Man? The Man?
The Man.
The Man. Hi, welcome
to
Love Fantasy.
Excuse me?
Welcome to Love Fantasy.
Ooh, that was in harmony.
Right now.
This is how we get in trouble.
That's how Diva Squad handles this.
Mm-hmm. This is how we get in
Diva
trouble.
Diva Squad.
So you heard me.
Now, what was your name again?
My name
the
is
man.
The Man.
The Man.
Okay. Because your show is a little popular. I don't ever know when my wife is listening to.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you keep it nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm keeping it nice. Am I at my wife home?
Uh-huh.
Am I at the other wife's house?
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm
okay.
Telling.
Okay. Let's get on this topic because you're going way off.
I'm going way into
the topic. Well, do you know what the topic is?
Come on, man. You can't let the fellas down, man. You sound like you drunk already, man. Nobody.
Drunk hell.
Do you know
drunk
what
hell.
The topic is?
Explain that topic again, and I know what I'm calling for.
Okay. The topic is, does drugs or alcohol make the sex better?
You mean as far as a mate?
Mate or anyone.
And okay, I can go there. I could say that does it depend on if your mate indulges in the drugs or the alcohol?
Okay.
Right or wrong?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, it becomes the both or the opposite is if one of the opposites are home and one goes home hanging all night and the bed breath is on, do you want to wake either or up and smell that breath and think, well, we can get it on?
But if you're both fucked up, it doesn't make a difference. sausage and cheese sandwich, man. It's just good.
That don't even make a sense. That don't even make no sense,
yeah,
man.
You.
Topic is, do you come home to your mate high or not?
No, no, that's not the topic. You're getting the wrong topic.
Well, get it, get to me again,
it
man.
Better? Is it better?
Does it make it better?
Is it better?
Are we both together?
One at a time.
Okay, and now I say the same thing, man. Now that you said it, then I don't even know I'm talking to brother, man. I thought this was a sister show.
No.
You know what I'm
saying?
I thought it was a sister show, but anywho, you know what I mean? If we come home high together, somebody going to pass out first. Okay? Somebody going to pass out first, and boom, somebody getting raped.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Who passed out first?
I feel that.
You know what I mean? Okay. I mean, whoever passed out first, whose booty is in the air?
Ooh.
Wow. Well, I hope it ain't the man's. Oh.
Oh, I take it.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
You're
just
anyway, huh?
Well, now you might have some dogs to come over here and like be
oh,
like,
Lord, man.
What
my
the
foot.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Well,
hello. Me and my wife, we like to party together, and it depends on who go to bed first.
What do you mean by who go to bed first?
Okay, it's the sex better. That's the annual question, right?
Does alcohol and drugs make it better?
I honestly say we don't do drugs, but the alcohol, yeah, we can get our freaking.
Okay, hold that thought, the man. I actually have another caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Yes. And who we have on the line?
This is Real Talk.
What's up, Real Talk?
Hi, Real Talk. How are you?
I'm glad you joined because this
is
not just a sister show. This is Dons and Divas.
Oh,
and I'm glad
you
and Dre on here along with the man so you all can let him know.
The man.
I heard
somebody say something about they like a dude?
No, not from the man.
Whoever's booty in the air.
What he was saying is that, you know, you both come home, one of y'all pass out, we don't know who booty's in the air. And you may end
yeah,
up getting
man
right.
said that. The man
listen,
said
listen,
that.
Listen, man, you know who booty's on. You can know the difference between a man booty and a female booty. I'm pretty sure of that.
Listen, yo, what's your name again? Listen, man.
My brother.
I said between me and my wife, I said depends on who booty in there. Well, I ain't said nothing about bringing a man home.
Yeah, yo. I'm like,
you know what I mean?
What's the topic?
The topic is, does alcohol or drugs make the sex better?
Well, let me. Can I say something?
You
motherfucker.
Let me say something. Yeah, it makes it better. It does.
When I was married, me and my wife, we used to go out. We go work and we go
oh,
out.
Oh, you was married, bro.
Yeah, I was married.
So you unmarried,
wife,
so the
time,
sex
so
wasn't
listen,
great,
listen,
huh?
I listen to you. Now, can I talk?
Okay.
We went out because I'm going to get down on the topic. Because you lost. Right. You in left field somewhere.
Okay, come on.
Listen. I don't mean no harm. I'm get down on the topic. He got down on the topic. I'm going to get down on the topic. We used to go out, and during the week, if we had sex, it was okay. I ain't going to say because we was mad. It was okay. But when we went out, and we went out on Friday, we partied and came in, we would, you know, have sex, and we were high. I mean, and it was better
okay, I
than
agree
when
with
we
that.
Were sober.
I agree with
him?
That. I agree with that. Well,
uh-huh.
me and my woman at the time, we didn't have, you know what I'm saying, we didn't go out every day.
Oh, no, we didn't go out every day. We went out on the weekend.
Well, that, you just said that.
No, I said we went to work during the week. I said we went out on the weekend.
Okay.
And once we finished partying, we came in, we did our thing. But when we had sex during the week when we were sober, it was okay.
But it was just okay?
It was just okay, yes. I mean, come on, man. That shit is like 30 pumps, man. You can count that.
30 pumps?
And you had that shit go to
wow.
Okay.
Well,
that was about one.
Whoa. What's brother's name? What brother's name, man?
Hold that thought. We actually have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Who's calling?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
Who's calling?
This is Shelly. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey,
hey
Shelly.
Hey,
welcome
Shelly.
Welcome to Love Fantasy.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Good.
Did you chime in on the topic?
I did.
Okay.
what is your take on the topic, Shelly?
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, I don't smoke or anything like that, but I don't think there's anything wrong
Thank
with having, you know, a few drinks
Thank
or anything
you.
Like that. I don't think there's nothing wrong
don't.
With that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
I'm
For
saying,
real talk.
It stimulates the mind. And everything
you
just gets this, and you get this feeling inside, and it's like.
Yeah,
ooh,
you get more emotional.
It's like,
and I agree with that, lonely brother.
It's like, you know, I know, especially, you know.
I'm not lonely.
Neither am I. Who's on the phone? I might leave my wife tonight.
Who the one's speaking to trying to find out where your wife is?
What?
I'm drunk.
I ain't lonely. Who's drunk?
The man?
Yeah, the man.
Okay.
Don't turn your butt up in the air. That's all I got to say.
Nah, I'm waiting for my wife. That's all I wait for. Now, if she's drunking to me.
Up in the air once you get there. If, your butt
if she's drunking to me, guess what? I don't get nothing.
Oh, Lord.
If my wife's drunking to me when she gets home.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Who in the heck is that? Excuse you.
Oh, Lord. No, not the man. y'all sneezing?
Well, I want to know if.
I hear you, brother.
So I had a dude saying, what does it mean to y'all?
The man.
Female. No, not the man. The female.
I'm the man.
All right, the man, you need to be quiet for a minute because I need to talk. This is real.
Oh,
I'm
caller.
Okay. I'm
listening.
Okay,
come on, guys.
Real talk, you got the floor. Go ahead.
What I want to know is, how does your females feel about it?
I agree with that. Well, I've spoke my part on it. But actually, like I said, it depends on the individual. But it does enhance it. I have to say that. You know, and like you say, it has to be like a mind stimulant. Like, you know what? I'm about to go in, and I'm gonna get down and dirty with it. You know. So
it brings the nasty.
Get down and dirty with it.
Yeah.
Literally, down and dirty. What are you mainly talking about? Down and dirty.
I'm going in all the way.
I'm going in 100%.
But I totally agree. I want to know is you saying down and dirty, but you tossing salad and everything too?
Oh, Lord.
Too much info.
Listen, with the salad thing, I don't play with the. Listen, I can't even get it out. That's an exit only.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I've had a bad experience, so yeah, I understand. You're right, but no.
I'm the guy, and I can honestly say now you went there. That yeah, the salad went in it. So I guess I can say that when we're drunk together and we come home, the sex is better.
All right. Listen, we're gonna go to a song. I think we need a break. We're going to go to a song, Bedroom Lies, LMB. LVM, I'm sorry.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Well, the man is still
on the
phone with that brother.
Is everybody still on the line?
Yes, yes.
Real
Paul?
Yes, sir.
I still need to address that brother.
What brother?
I don't remember the brother's name, man. I know. I just feel
Drake,
I feel great that I'm not the only brother on the line.
You talking about
me? Yeah, it's a couple of brothers on here, real talking Drake.
You talking about me? Don't
yeah,
say something that you can't take nothing back. But I'll listen to what you got to
I'm
say.
I'm not
damn.
Trying to take nothing back, bro.
But, well, then you saying, you're dishing it out. So go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Yeah, now I'm going to put it out.
If you can dish it out, keep taking it.
I'm
going
to dish it. I'm going to keep on dishing it right now, man. Let's go.
But
you
say you're
going
to put it out. You say you're going to put it out there.
But I'm saying, he's saying something. I'm going to listen. I'll listen to people.
Well, me and my wife go out. Okay, and we drink. You know what I mean? We don't never have no problem with nobody dancing with each other, man. But when we get home and we know we all we got is each other, we come home, we keep a stash in the house, and we drink, and we get the best fuck on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hold up. First off, this is my show.
My apologies.
Can I finish? The back and forth, I'm not going to deal with.
All right, I'm going. Don't worry. Have a good night.
Hold. Dre.
Wow.
Oh, I think he got upset.
Okay. All of that, you got to watch that. I mean, this is. I don't want all the cursing. You know, you can use
my apologies.
Words, but,
my apologies.
You know, Dre, I was not, you know, taking anything from you. I wanted you to stay on it. I just don't want that back and forth. This is supposed to be a fun show. You know. So, all right, let's go.
My apologies.
Who hung up?
Dre.
Ray.
I'm asking him to call back now.
Okay.
Okay, the subject was, do we have exercise sex life with our spouses or only with alcohol or drugs? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
What does that matter where it comes from? See, I don't know the details on how it goes because my wife and I, we don't do a lot of drugs, but we do alcohols on like some certain weekends. Now, does it make it better? Yeah, I would say 76% of the times, yeah, it does make it better.
Okay.
We're up under each other all the time.
The man, hold that thought. I have another call on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Kim.
What's up, Kim?
Hey,
how are
you?
Thanks for calling Love Fantasy. Did you hear the topic?
Yeah, I heard the topic, but what's going on this show tonight?
That's why I'm taking control of my show.
You know what? It's one of them shows that's getting everybody riled up.
No, it ain't gonna be on my show.
I'm sorry. No, I don't mean being riled up in the wrong way.
I mean, Palace, and none of GQ Palace shows is run like this.
Thank you.
I better get on the switchboard to do something. I'm a faithful listener. I call in every single show. And I don't know what I'm hearing tonight.
It's not going to happen, not on my show. I mean, seriously.
Exactly. I don't even know if I want to give my input on it, you know?
Listen, Kim, we still want your input. You got to give everybody a chance to speak, but that back and forth, I'm not going to have it.
Right.
I will have phone calls dropped.
Exactly. We will have the switchboard operator cut you off. Whoever would like to be arguing, hang up, look in the mirror, and you can argue with yourself, but not on this show. Thank you.
Okay, ladies, now give me the topic, please.
The topic is, do you think alcohol or drugs make the sex better?
Well, I'm not a drug person, so I would have to say alcohol. That does do some things. Yes, I would say alcohol.
Kind of do some things.
Yeah, kind of brings out that inner freak. You know. Different directions, you know, do things that you didn't know you could do before. Yeah. I would have to say now, you know, as far as the drug thing, if I've had someone that I was with, you know, that does, you know, smoke a little something, and it's wonderful.
I hear you.
It is wonderful.
Say one day full.
Yeah, Wendy Crew.
but you know, you got to think, because you also have people that don't do either.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know, I would love for one of those people to call in that doesn't do either. You know, I mean, how is it regardless? You know, even if you just go out and have like a little tonic and, you know, non-alcoholic drink.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel like that you may be in that mode and myth that, you know, you getting it in and it's like, you know?
It depends on, I would say it depends on the mate. It depends
the person
on the mate.
Period, right?
Yeah, I know I had a mate at one time, and there would be no having sex sober. No having sex sober. And,
right.
And it was wonderful, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I grew up and I got into a relationship with a man who doesn't drink at all, doesn't have use any substance, and that just is wonderful sober. But it all depends on your mind frame, you know, who you're with, your the status of your relationships, and, you know, where you are.
Okay, hold that thought. We actually have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, this is VIP Dre. I'm back.
Okay,
all
welcome
right.
back. Thanks for calling back, Dre. We actually have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Would you like to give the listeners your name?
My name is Kenny.
Hey, Kenny Boo.
Hi, Kenny.
How you doing?
Did you hear the topic?
Yes, I heard the topic, and I believe that it's not necessary.
Okay.
It depends on how both feel about each other. The drugs and the alcohol, it's not really doing anything for it because you're really not getting nothing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
If both of y'all, you know, participating in it, what you're feeling is just the drug effect or the alcohol effect. You're not really feeling the feeling of making love.
Mm-hmm. All
right, Can I answer Kenny?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Kenny, I understand what you're saying, but when you had a sober chick, you got a drunk chick, it's two different things, and you can't say that it's just the drugs and the sex, because if you with your mate and she's getting high and you getting high and that's what you do, then it's all good. Now if you sober and she's sober, it could be good too. But then when you go to work, she out doing something else, or when she go to work, you out doing something else.
Oh my
you know
goodness!
What?
Okay, the man is still here. I don't know what this brother's saying.
Hold up!
Wow,
hold on now. I told y'all I'm not going to, seriously, I'm not going to tolerate that.
I mean,
Dre was talking to Kenny. Let them two talk.
No, I didn't say anything that Kenny said was wrong.
No. I said you two were talking. That's why I said let you two talk.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't say anything that Kenny said was wrong. But that's his opinion. Everybody's gonna have their own opinion on things.
Oh, man.
And sometimes some people can't function without alcohol. And you know that's the way it is today. Some people can't even function without alcohol. If you sober and you have sex, that's 30 pumps. You can count it. It's 30 pumps.
That's the problem.
15 minutes.
People are not getting the real concept of making love.
Exactly.
You have to drown yourself into something in order to get stimulated to do something.
Okay, then why they make Viagra? Then why they make Viagra? Why they make Viagra? What is Viagra?
Ain't nobody saying nothing.
That's a drug. It's a drug. Now, you ain't got to smoke. You ain't got to drink. But people buy Viagra on the street for $10-$20.
Like, there are people that abuse Viagra.
Viagra is actually meant for people who cannot get an erection.
I understand that. But you got people in Lincoln. You got people in Lincoln right now that can't get their shit down. And they done took three of them shits. And they fucked up.
They're abusing
That's the problem. You're taking too many. Actually, you're only supposed to take one. It's prescribed to you. What about
exactly.
that? Don't you understand?
Exactly.
And, I mean,
you're only supposed to take one. So, if I mean, I can't help if you got a problem and you got to take Viagra to get something up. I can't help that. The main thing is, you're talking about naturally making love and stimulants. Stimulants are not really helping you at all. It's just really making things worse, making you bigger than what you really think you are when you're really not doing nothing, to be honest with you.
Whoa. Go ahead, Kenny.
You need to leave that out of it and do it naturally like it was meant to be done. And I'm going to tell you, that is the best sex you can ever have if you're really into the person that you're with. But all that other stuff, bunch of bullcrap, man. You need to understand that.
I understand, but that ain't the topic.
That is the topic.
Yes, it is.
I agree with you, Kenny. I agree with you 100%, bro. I'm gonna go with you on that. You put it in a respectable way. I have to say that.
Look, to me, let's go real here. To me, meeting up here drinking or taking these pills or whatever, you know, to me that's disrespecting the woman. She's not really seeing me. She's seeing somebody else.
But say she's doing it too. Say they want to smoke a blunt. They say, okay, you smoke a blunt. Okay, then you know what I would say to them?
You on your own, baby.
Well, but you know what?
I don't want nobody who has to go through all of that to try to please me. That means that, you know, if it ain't there, I'm not going to be pleased. I want you to show me the real you.
But they do. It's not all the time. It's not all the time it's going to be that way. But they say, is it better? Is it better when you're drinking and you're smoking or whatever your choice of drug is? Is it better? And I agree.
Are you aware when you use drugs and stuff, you're actually taking away the intensity of the sex act itself?
Oh, hell no. That don't happen with me.
For a man, the more you drink, the more numb you get.
Hell no. I could go 2 hours and give me a bottle of Absolute. I don't know about you. Give me a bottle of Absolute. Should I go all night?
Did you hear what I just said?
I understand that. And I agree with you.
You can take that, you can go 2 hours.
Yes, sir.
What you're telling me then is, if you don't have that, you can't go 2 hours.
No, I didn't say that. It all depends on the woman.
It all depends on the woman.
I'm going with the topic. You ain't understanding the topic. The topic is sex better when you drinking alcohol or doing drugs? You say no. I say yes.
We can go at it all night.
But what you're saying is, if it's better, you need a mind-altering, mood-changing substance
to make it better.
Excuse me?
And that goes back something? To the beginning, what I just said. Then it ain't real sex.
Okay, go ahead, real talk.
I'm going to say what I was just going to
say. Can I say something? You're not really making love. I understand that both ways is coming from. You're not making love, then.
You're just having sex.
Hold on, real talk.
That's what you're after. You're just after having sex, not making love to a woman.
Okay, let real talk out the floor.
I understand what both of the fellas are saying. I think his name is Kay. Kay is saying on one hand, all right, you could go without sex. You know, you don't have to have drugs to have the sex. You want the real you. And like Dre's saying, in my opinion, I feel like what Dre's saying also, because sex to me is also better when you have alcohol in your system. It gives you that more vibe, and sometimes it even speeds up your stamina, believe it or not. You know, it's not taking away from what you're doing. It's enhancing it, if you want to be truthful to me.
It depends on how much.
But each is own, though. Everyone is different. And that's why I say, know yourself.
Exactly. Everybody can have their own opinion.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you my experience. When you with your mate, and say you drinking, it ain't even got to be drugs. It could be just alcohol. And when you sober and you saying, okay, you want to make love to this person, that nasty don't come out of them. You got to bring the nasty out of a woman. It's like a woman got to bring the nasty out of a man. And sometimes they be all shy. Listen to me, because this is real shit. Yo, they could be all shy and everything. Give them a little drink. Give them some mosquito or whatever that shit they drink. And I guarantee you, shit will turn. They be doing all this nasty shit. Be like, where the shit this comes from? You know, okay. You just give them that little drink, and it might make it a little funner. But when you sober, I'm going to finish up. Give me about 2 more seconds.
You're coming from going in a club, getting a woman, and go out and knocking some boots. That's what you're
doing. Yeah, there you go. And it might be an ugly woman. It might be an ugly fat woman. She might be 300 pounds, but that alcohol be saying,
you have two differences of opinion.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Just going out to a club and grabbing some woman that I don't know nothing about.
I'm not.
I'm sitting up there in the hospital, and all my stuff falling off.
That's what they got condoms for.
Excuse me, Don. We're going to take a break and go to a song.
Yeah.
By
John
Austin and Jada Kiss, turn it up.
Yeah.
Hey!
Y'all
know what this is.
Y'all wanna fuss with us? Come across that boat, we burn it up. All I ask is you get you, turn it up.
Yo, exclusive ones on my feet, Dickie shorts with the crease. Even if you from the streets, music suits the savage beat. Nothing like making love in the shower, in the tub, in the car, in the truck. That's when you turn it up. Me and you, you and me, all night in the suite. 9 to 4, 10 to 3. Lot of liquor, plenty trees. Back scratching, head grabbing, toes curl. Both Earl, it's your world, so thorough. Matter of fact, you go, girl. Non-stop, get it in. Take a breather, hit again. Best part of this whole thing, we every bit of friends. That's what make it better though. Think it make you wetter though. But that's in God's hands, something we'll never know. And you gotta give it to me, cause I'm kinda clever though. And I speak my mind all the time, it's whatever yo. But you done learned enough, and I gotta burn it up. But all I ask for you to do is just turn it up.
Friday night off in Katana, all these girls dressed in Gabbana, spotted fun I never seen.
Did you come alone?
It's so lovely just to see ya, even lovelier to meet ya. Won't you let me buy your drink?
What you sipping on?
Now baby, I'll be honest, when I first saw ya, I couldn't help but think about what you were like in bed. I ain't trying to sweat ya, I know that I just met ya. But would you agree if I said we need to
be alone?
My car is right outside. And it ain't too far of a drive over to my place. I know all the right songs to play. Cause I tell you, it ain't nothing
like making all kind of noise.
Turn the music up. Up in the ride, cruising down sunset. Girl, your CC bun is smelling so good to me. I wanna love you, Usher, cause I know you need it nice and slow. I'm like genuine, you got me. So let me play Tyrese for my sweet lady. Now I know just what Jen meant when she said it.
Funny
how time flies. All kind of love.
Turn it up.
Now I'm
wrong, girl. And if it hits you with one time, you be gone, girl. Let's get it on, girl. We'll let the Marvin Gaye play while Jay do it all night long, girl. I'm in the zone, girl. Turn up your radio and I guarantee that you hear one of my songs, girl. I write hits, got a crib with an elevator and it ain't dropped one single on my own, girl. We're back to the groove, let the baton fall. Maybe you want more and I'm built to last. Slow motion and fast, we'll have a blast, hit spots you ain't even know you had. But here's an idea, we ain't waiting for the crib. Pull over the 550, let's do it right here. And it's evening, I'm like a dope fiend, need a little more
and
love.
And all I tell you, it ain't nothing like making all kind of love. Turn the music up, so
you got to do is turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Who ready to turn it up? Who in this bad boy ready to turn it up?
Still here. I'm still here. Y'all ain't let me finish what I was saying.
Okay, but I have to go to a song, sweetie. I'm sorry. You may continue.
No, I was saying, you done made me forget what I was saying. I was going in. So, cause I was, you know, Kenny had a good point, but I had a good point too. You know what I'm saying? Because he was talking about going to the clubs and you're going to the opera and your shit falling off. But that's why they had condoms. But when you meet somebody and like I said, you get into a relationship and y'all sober and y'all do your thing and like, oh baby, I love you, and then boom, boom, boom. Then y'all don't drink or nothing. Then next thing you know, you find out she drink, you drink, you got something in common. Then the nasty don't come out. Get drunk and come home and see what happens.
The nasty don't
like,
come out?
Damn, baby, who you done this with? Yeah, well, you get nasty, she get nasty, and you have fun.
That's,
you know, you wake up, the breath stinking and shit, but you had fun. You know what I'm saying? and it might be a UGG mug, it might be a fat broad, it might be a skinny broad. You know what I'm saying? Because you do things when you under the influence. But it does give you a stimulant. It gives you a stimulant. And it is
the
better.
Face the UGG mug, right?
When you're drunk, your eyes get fucked up.
I mean,
your eyes get fucked up. You get a loose eye. And one eye goes one way, and the other eyes look the same.
Hey, Dre, can we use another word?
My roommate say your little head thinking with your big head. All you're thinking about is getting some. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, and you got guys that stay sober, can't say shit. They won't stand and say nothing. Give them a drink, them niggas, they like 10-10 wins. Can't get them to shut up. You know, just like me. I'll be sober,
exactly.
I don't say a fucking thing. I take
exactly.
a drink, you can't get me shut up.
But
most women like
really
that. You make a woman laugh. You make a
really
woman laugh.
You can
get with them. If you boring, you can't get with nobody. Then nobody won't be around you because you ain't no fun. And you make a woman laugh and you having fun.
That's the problem with society today. They got to get some type of stimulant in them to.
Well, then who invented this shit? It's socializing, brother.
It's socializing, but a lot of people don't
understand. You work all week, you want to socialize.
You socialize as far as drinking up to a certain extent.
Exactly. I'm not saying getting drunk, but you having fun.
But society takes that too far.
Well, you can take it any way. You can take it any way, Ken. You're right. You can take it any way.
Yes, that's right. Now, I can understand.
But you would have to get off my train. You couldn't stay on my train. You would have to get off because you'd be sober.
Something like that, getting to know each other. I understand that. But I guess I have to go as far as saying I'm a man like no other, you know? And I believe in treating a woman with respect. I believe a woman needs to treat me with respect as all. I don't believe in sitting up here getting drunk and then going to
Okay, let me ask you something. Let's
do a woman just because it's just because.
Can I ask you something? Okay, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Okay, you say you're treating a woman with respect. So, because a female may drink or smoke, you feel that she's not respectful at that matter? Because some females like to actually enjoy themselves, so they might take a drink. That's why if you look at certain females in the club,
what?
Even on TV. Whoa, listen. Even on TV, they feel like that.
That's what you're talking about.
Let him finish. Let me talk. Listen, because you got to realize some females does a lot of things. You understand? Females, they deal with breast cancer, they deal with pushing babies, they deal with domestic violence, they deal with a whole bunch of stuff. And when they go out, they like to enjoy themselves. So they might take a drink, and that drink will relax them into maybe feel a little sexual, you know, activity. You understand? It's not a fact of them being disrespectful to themselves. It's the fact of them knowing what they want, and at that moment, they want that drink to relax them.
Mm-hmm. But you're getting off of the point of what we was talking about. You were talking about getting drunk. Getting drunk defeats the purpose of it all. I can understand having a drink or two, maybe even three.
Let's change that. We just take it.
That's what it's about.
Wait. Hold on, Dre. Hold on. Go ahead, Kenny.
But when you have two or three drinks and then you continuously going on, that's what they call sloppy sex.
I got to intervene. Sometimes that sloppy sex is some good stuff.
Thank you, T. Thank you, T. At least one of the ladies stood up.
I'm serious. Honestly, I have to say, it's unexplainable, but I have been there.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy.
You could tell stories about it. It was like a bacon and egg sandwich.
It was like a steak. It was like one of them porterhouse.
Tell me about it. Thank you.
But you know what? Because I haven't heard an input on one of the callers, Shelly.
Yes.
I'm calling you out, baby.
Come on, ladies.
Wait a minute. Before you get into that, Shelly, I'm going to bring this call in. Then I want to hear your feedback on it. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's up, Miss Kia?
Nothing. Hi, guys.
Hi, Kia. Okay. Right now, Shelly, get ready to give her input on this. Then I want to hear what you got to say, Kia.
Okay, I got to find out what the topic is.
Okay, I'll tell you as soon as she, the topic is, does alcohol and drugs or drugs, it, like, make sex better? Shelly, continue.
Okay. Me personally, like I said earlier, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, a couple of drinks or whatever, relaxing or whatever, you know, getting in the mood. There's nothing wrong with that. But what Kenny said, actually, that's probably better because, you know what, once what's left after you haven't been drinking? You know what I'm saying? You know, what else is left after that? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what do you have after that? I mean, if you can't do that without drinking, what do you have? Actually, what do you have? Really? Actually, it's kind of not.
No, nobody's not saying you can't do it. They're just saying it. To me, I'm just saying it.
No, but I was listening to what he was saying. He was basically saying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Kenny was basically saying is that, you know, if you think about it, you know, we get twisted or get a little, you know, tipsy or whatever in order to have sex. What happens to the point where you don't need that to have sex? So I agree with Kenny what he was saying. I do agree with that. I do.
Yeah, because
but I don't think anybody was saying that you can't. I mean, 9 times out of 10, if somebody has to get drunk to have sex, that's like a personal issue.
Right.
I just think that there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with it.
Does it make it better?
That's not what I was saying.
You can have sex without drinking, but it's better.
Okay,
when you had a few drinks.
My input is, okay, now, if you have good stuff before the drinks, you're going to have better stuff after the drinks.
Go ahead, Kim.
Thank you. There's another one.
I agree.
It's true, and I agree with that.
But I just think that
but,
they don't have to
be the way they sounding to me is, you know, they go out every night to get drunk so they can have sex.
Oh, no, No.
I don't know if I would have took that, but I think almost all the divas on the line would say it does help it a tad bit. I mean,
I agree. It makes it exciting.
It might relax. I think it relaxes you more, you know.
And you can drink respectfully and, you know, and enjoy sex, too, you know.
The man's supposed to do to you. Isn't that what that's called? Isn't that called foreplay?
What?
Hello?
If you've ever been with a female and the foreplay, let's just put it this way. Sometimes if the female is tense completely, your foreplay is not going to work on her because she's
exactly.
too tense. So
I might get in trouble with something.
It don't matter. Look, on one of the other shows, I think one of the guys is saying he was the best, you know, whatever, you know, and he had like this list, you know, that he could do this and he can do that. It don't matter how good it is, if your foreplay could be the best in your head and you could have no complaints, but if you meet somebody that's tense and she's real nervous, oh, you gonna want to give her a sip of something to relax herself.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It don't matter how good the foreplay is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, that's just my opinion on it, you know.
But Kenny.
Yeah, but foreplay is not just touching. Foreplay is also talking.
Mentally, okay. Mental stimulation.
I believe in doing things naturally because it's like in anything you have to get to the source of the problem in order to solve it.
Okay. Can I ask Kenny a question?
Can I ask Kenny a question?
Kenny, I'm gonna ask you a question. As a real man, real talk. Say you go right. You go to work every week. You go to work every day, right?
Yep.
Okay, you go to work every day. And you come home.
Yep.
You don't work 8 hours, maybe 8 and a half, got to travel on the train. And your wife come home and she butt-ass naked. Right? You ain't had shit in your body. And you going to tell me you're going to come in there and do work. You're taking too long, brother. You're taking too long. It ain't going to happen. It ain't gonna happen, bro.
Let me tell you something. I work two jobs. Well, I was. I quit.
And you tell you come home and you can whack your ass. And you can whack your ass.
Let him finish.
I took care of.
He didn't answer my question.
What is your question?
Answer my question. He went into telling me something.
And my woman was fucked all naked. Would I do? I ain't got your question.
You didn't answer the question. You ain't gonna do nothing. You gonna do 5 minutes. You gonna count 30 pumps. You gonna come, and that's it. You gonna go to sleep.
You ain't gonna tell me that. You must be talking about yourself.
Man, I don't care, I don't gotta be you. It ain't gonna happen, bro.
No, don't try to put it over me.
Don't get me wrong. Excuse me.
I think
we better go into a song because Kenny is here. He on some bullshit.
I see most cats will take advantage of you right now, but I ain't gonna do that, huh? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the gas when she done found her S.E.
Life is too real. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustling on the block, go crazy when you lick your lips. But they just want relation, they don't want relationships.
Welcome to the real world.
It ain't the same. Fellas old enough to be your daddy, know your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl has changed. Drink, why put your finger on it, but you're feeling strange. Like it's fire in your veins.
Hello, can I ask something?
Okay, so Dre is mainly saying you can't go to work for 8 hours, come home and have sex. And, well, me personally, I'm not going to lie, I could do it. I'm going to be tired, but if it goes down to the point of me pleasing my
wife, I'm
going to
do
what I
got
to do.
You sit up there and tell me I can't.
Well, how old are you?
I'm just playing with you.
I'm 40. I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. But in my 20s, I could go like a rabbit.
Oh, see, that's what I mean. Some people still could do it. Some people still could do it. I know, I can't do it.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna sit up here and try to be something I ain't. I can't do it. I work 8 hours a day.
It.
I can't do it. I give you 30.
And all you gotta realize,
it also depends on
what type of job you have. That also matters too.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm a cook.
Yeah.
I'm
that
a cook.
Was
I can't
next,
you have. All day.
That was my next statement. It depends on the type of job that you have.
I'm not trying to diss you, Kenny. I'm not trying to diss you. I'm just being real with myself and being real. But you okay, good. Yeah, Kenny. Yeah. I'm just keeping
it real. I want to hear Kia's input.
Kia, are you there?
I think we lost Kia somewhere.
Okay.
I'm going to say, everybody shut up. Let's hear Kia. See what Kia had to say.
Well, you know, actually, I don't think Shelly got to finish what she was saying. To be honest,
how many ladies be quiet and let Kelly say what she needs to say. I want to hear what Shelly has to say.
Yes, you can go ahead and proceed.
I was just saying that. Basically, you know, I want to. You know, sometimes we say, you know, well, maybe we can do drugs and alcohol or whatever. It makes the sex better. But what if you didn't have the drugs and alcohol? How would the sex be in a relationship? You know what I'm saying? How would that be? Do you need that? I mean, do you really need that in order to, you know, to have sex and make love to your mate or whatever? Is that a necessity in the relationship? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
No.
Right.
I say no.
Can Kim chime in for a second?
Sure.
Huh?
Okay.
Sure, go ahead, Kim.
I think that when you're in a relationship with someone, when you first meet the person, if you're at a club and a person's drunk, okay, granted. But if you meet in someone like, you know, grown folks do, you know, if you're going to meet someone, you're not going to be drunk and not being able to have your conversation. You know, you're going to be alert. And then as adults now, some people drink on a daily basis. Some people drink on a daily basis, and some people have sex on a daily basis. Yes.
Right.
Some people can have sex and not be drunk, because I think drunk is a strong word. Just because you have a drink or two does not mean you're drunk. You can be tipsy.
I
go back to saying about being relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, if you're being relaxed, that's one thing, you know, to relax you. But when it comes down to Shelly's question of, do you have to, you know, what type of sex you're going to have pretty much is.
Don't get me wrong now, guys. Yes, I do have drinks.
You're still going to have good, if the person's sex is good, the person's sex is going to be good regardless. I'm just saying It's going to be good regardless. Now, some people got straight trash. It do. Some people's stuff is not that great. And some of the guys think that, you know, their foreplay is the best, and that can relax somebody and get them all excited.
I'm not saying that my foreplay is the best.
I'm just saying what I try to do
is make them as comfortable as possible. But I said that to, I didn't mean to cut in on you, but I said that because somebody's on my other line and I gotta go. Okay. But
hey, that's all
good time.
Calling.
No, Kenny, that was cool,
calling, Kenny. So, Kenny.
Okay.
Okay, back to what I was saying. Just now, I'm just giving a point of, like, okay, Kenny, since he put himself out there as a perfect example. First, he said, okay, well, his foreplay is, you know, grade A, I guess you could say, you know. But depending on what type of female you meet, your foreplay can be grade A. But if she's not black, you're going to get some dry hooch.
Yeah. If you get a wild one like me, it ain't working.
Oh. You know what? It's not going to work out like that. It's really not.
Uh-huh.
It's really not. I think that whether it's alcohol, what percentage is alcohol in a wine cooler? I mean, come on. Like, it's a drink, though.
Right.
That can be drunk. You just have a drink to relax you. But I actually wanted to ask Kenny, so he's never dealt with somebody who had a couple drinks first before, you know, he produced his foreplay. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all believe Kenny. Y'all believe Kenny.
He ain't ran into me.
Kitty.
I'm sorry.
Y'all be out with somebody else. Don't you what I tell you. Now y'all all got quiet.
That's
for somebody like Kenny.
Look, Shelly was falling for it. Hey, Shelly, where you at, girl?
Kenny has some good points.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say he didn't.
He has some good points, guys.
He had good points. I ain't going to disrespect the man. But
you know, you got to listen. You got to think about that's the person that don't drink, too.
Right. But that's if you got to find a person. If you don't drink, most likely you're going to find somebody that don't drink.
Exactly.
That's the way y'all might have y'all little dirty sex. But you're going to have to bring the nasty out of the party. Because when you have sex, and ladies, y'all know, when you have sex, everybody got some nasty in them. Everybody got nasty in them. And they don't want everybody to know they little nasty shit. You know?
That's right.
If you with somebody sober, she's shy, you shy, you don't want her to know what you're doing, and she don't want you to know what she know. You know what I'm saying? But when you take that little drink, like she said, you ain't got to be drunk. You take that little drink, shit changes. Trust me what I tell you.
Yo, Dre, got a question for you in real talk. Real talk, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Listen. When
the
you
freak
take that,
come out at night, baby. Trust me, that's
when,
why
when you take that drink and you know you're doing that sloppy sex, do you like for it to talk to you?
Oh, for sure.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I don't care about the talking, but let me hear some sound. If I don't hear no sound, then it's a problem. Something ain't right.
I
need to hear some sound. I need to hear something.
You
don't
need something
like,
to come back because if you a zero, women gonna talk. They're gonna be like, yeah, I had that nigga. That nigga was shit. That nigga was shit. So they gonna talk. Now, if like you say, you hear that noise and you got that little dirtiness come out. The dirtiness comes out, brother. Tell me. Yo, the dirtiness come out. Women got a lot of dirtiness in them that they don't like people to know. They shot. You got to bring that shit out of them. If it take mosquito, Chirac, or whatever it takes, if they take a little drink, shit changes. You be like, what the fuck is
Moscato? You said mosquito. It's Moscato, ain't it?
Yeah, he said mosquito.
But that's real talk. We all adults. And y'all know I'm talking the truth. And you can be sober, Valentine's Day, and you don't take a drink. I need some fire. There you go. Some people can't do it. Some people could do it without the fire, and some people can't. But without the fire, the flame goes out. You be like, what can I do to spark it?
Whatever happened to Kia? Whatever happened to Kia?
I don't know.
That's some shit. That's be some shit. I'm telling you. Okay. Especially y'all do some shit like I did. I went to Knoxville and met some ugly bitch.
We ain't going to break that one with you, Dre.
But I had to get fucked up.
Hello?
I got disconnected, guys. I had to cut off.
Welcome back, Kia.
Hey, I'm sorry. This is not my day to day. Oh, my God. I'm so tired. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
You ready to tell us
about what you think about this?
Yes, I am.
Go for it.
No, you gotta tell me the question again. I'm sorry. Got pulled apart.
Okay.
So, you know, tell me the question.
Does alcohol and drugs or drugs make sex better?
I don't think it makes it better. But you know, you're going to enjoy it regardless whether you have alcohol or not.
I think if you
have it like after or during, you know, that's something totally different.
So you don't think it like enhances it or anything? Like, you get that real good feeling inside.
You probably didn't have no alcohol, and all of a sudden you walk through the door, you have sex. So how you gonna have alcohol?
Oh, shit.
So you get downright dirty, nasty. No Kia. Do you get really downright dirty, nasty without no alcohol and nothing in your body?
Do I what?
That shy shit, you be shy. You don't want to take off your clothes. You
don't
want to let the light out and shit. You know, come on now. When you drunk or you had a few drinks, you don't care the light on or nothing. You just get in the bed and do what you got to do. Okay, let's finish.
Let her finish.
We're listening.
What's his name? No. That's Dre meet Kia.
Kia, how you doing?
There you go.
There you go.
The store in the city.
Just
toy store in the city.
And it's down in Soho.
It's down in Soho. See, there you go. See?
But you play on the catalog too.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Bullshit, dear. That's some bullshit.
Well, you can just go and whatever. I'll be quiet.
Yo, let me tell you something. Women have a thing of saying, oh, I can't do this. Get them fucked up. They be like, oh, shit. Yeah, that shit is good. When they sober, like, I can't do that. I'm not doing that.
No.
They had a little drink. That, all that shit went out the window.
Not all women.
All that
not
shit
not
went out
women.
The window.
Who you know? Who you know did that?
You.
Whatever.
I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't know.
You
are talking about somebody.
You are talking about the wrong person because it sure enough wasn't me.
Well, no, because it's a whole lot of yous out there, and
there ain't a whole lot of yous.
Everybody is different. Everybody is different. Everybody's not the same. But what I'm trying
to say is,
certain people are shy, men and females. Certain people are shy, and when they take a drink, all that shy shit go out the door. They be doing nasty shit that you ain't never seen them do before. Like, what the fuck you doing that shit for?
That's just like saying with people who have been closed their whole lives, like closed up to their whole lives, go up, as soon as I guess they go away to college, go away, you be like, what the hell?
Exactly.
Then you know, I'm like, oh, hell, Then she get, I agree with that.
It happens.
But it's
not,
it's
what
not
I
all
you,
of
it
us.
It happens. It happens.
Song, Tell Me Again by Usher.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you again.
Yeah, man. What's it doing in this song?
This song.
You know we had to do it again, right?
We had to do it again, boy. Go through the singing of these ladies, man.
Let's
hear it. Baby, how you doing? Hope that you're fine when I know what you got in mind tonight. Got me feeling like Judas, see, girl, I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be on. VIP, then got way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night. You should holler at your girl, tell her you're shaking the scene. Pull off the deep shotgun and the GT with me. She said, oh, I'm ready to ride. I was like, yeah. Cause once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean to sound impatient, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh,
tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
Sometimes wanna be your lover, sometimes wanna be your friend, sometimes wanna hug you, hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bud, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your buzz. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight back. And I'll be setting separate plays, so on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.
Tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
Tell me over and over and over.
for a long time.
Shawty.
But fucking never crossed my mind.
Shawty.
But tonight I seen something in you.
Shawty.
That made me wanna get with you.
Shawty.
You ain't been nothing but a friend to me.
Shawty.
And a nigga never ever dreamed with me.
Shawty.
Up in here kissing, hugging, squeezing, touching.
Shawty.
Up in the bathtub, rubber dubbing.
Shawty.
Are you sure you wanna go this route?
Shawty.
Let a nigga know before I pull it out.
Shawty.
I would never ever cross the line.
Shawty.
Shawty, let me hit you, tell me one more time. One more time.
Tell me again, my baby. Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
Make sure you're right. Oh, before we leave.
Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, hey,
please tell your lovers and friends that Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again. That's
hey,
yeah.
Hey,
please tell your lovers and friends that Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, hey.
Ow, ow, tell me again.
Like what?
Tell me again.
Want me to say that shit?
Something I was had a page up and was kind of hot.
About a boom, about a bing. Dons and Divas, the phone lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on this hot topic, or just hold the line and listen to the show because it's on up in here. Diva Squad got it down packed.
Yes, yes.
Right, Rachel?
Sure do. Yes, sure
ma'am.
Do.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So,
while we're at it, let me remind the callers that we have 6 shows, 5 days a week. We have Mondays, Steph Dallas. New show after Steph Dallas is Dr. Feelgood.
Oh, please.
Tuesdays, GPS, General Powers, of course, is there. And Wednesdays, of course, it's the Diva Squad. Friday, we have General Questions with the host, Rich Money, the big man. And Sundays, we have Spiritual Sundays with your host, Lavina. 6 shows, 5 days a week.
So we doing big things in GQ Palace. And we about at that time. So I'm gonna go to who we wanna go to first, Rachel?
How about let's see. We have any takers? Anyone wanna go first? If not, I'm gonna start putting you out. I'm gonna call you out. Real talk. I go real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. Are you still there?
Go to somebody else to real talk, get back.
Okay, how about Dre? Dre, your final thought on tonight?
Oh, my final thought?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my final thought, you already know how I feel. The nasty come out when you got it in you. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what you tell me different. Y'all all know what I'm talking about. You done, and I'm quite sure you all done experienced it. Because when you had a couple of drinks in you, and you had a couple of joints or whatever you want to call it, blunts or whatever, and you're in the room with your mate or whoever you in a relationship with, or you got drunk and took somebody home and don't know their name is Mo, Joe, Ho, or whatever, yeah, the sex is good. It's good. It's like a bacon and egg sandwich. And I ain't gonna tell you
right.
No lie. That's my final thought.
Appreciate
all
that,
Dre. Okay. We still have Shelly on the line. Shelly, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your final thought tonight?
My final thought tonight is, like I said, you know, it doesn't matter really. I'm sorry, I was typing something. Gosh, I lost my train of thought, guys. I just want to say that. Gosh, I lost it again. I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm trying to type something in the QQ file, Palace. I'm sorry. Go to the next one, guys. I'm sorry. And then come back to me.
I'm here. Yo.
Go ahead, real talk.
Okay.
All I got to say is this. Okay. It don't matter how much liquor you have, whether you have liquor or not, but to keep it real, if you do have liquor, it enhances the sex. That's the way I feel. Good sex gonna come whether the person is doing it good or not. But if they're doing it good, then goddamn, with that liquor in them, they're gonna do it much better.
All right.
Do we still have Kim on the line? Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your final thought for tonight?
Y'all know my final thought. It will make it better. It'll make you arch your back a little bit more.
Thank you, Kim.
Please somebody agree with me. That's my final thought. Enjoy yourself.
Oh.
All right.
Kia, are you still there?
Yeah.
What is your final thought on the topic tonight?
I'm like this. To each his own. If you need alcohol to spruce up the sex, then you drink your alcohol. If you don't need alcohol to spruce up your sex, then do what you got to do. That's my thought.
That's a good one. That's okay.
Yeah.
Is that all we have on the line?
Everybody had a good thought.
Okay. Everyone has spoken. I'm going to give my final thought real quick, and then we're going to leave it with our host. See, my final thought tonight.
I'm an advocate of as long as you keep it safe. Either way, I'm mutual. Have a few drinks here and there, I'm good. If I don't have a few drinks in there, I'm good. As long as I keep it safe. We all grown. You know what we're doing.
Good thought.
Thank you. Back in the hands of my host.
Thank you.
T, good show.
Thank you.
Good show, girl.
All I'm going to say is, give me that good, and you know the rest of the story. I want to thank all the callers, listeners, but above all, I thank the man up above for allowing us to have this show. So just remember, next Wednesday, same place, same time, but make sure that you tune in Friday to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, because it's going down, baby. We always go bananas on what? GQ Palace. That being said, have a blessed rest of the week, and we'll tune in with you on Friday.
Be safe, everybody.
And that the take home song? Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Next week, it'll be at 8 p.m., guys. 8 to 10.
8 o'clock. The Diva Squad will be on at
8 to 10.
Okay.
So we get ready to go out with our. I might get
call in next week.
Well, if you can't, we understand, but I appreciate you calling this week.
I'm going to call in. I got to call in.
Our final song is Take You Home.
It ain't no old
everybody.
Shit.
Hey ladies, this is Lloyd and y'all already know what it is. I'm riding with the R&B legend, DJ Famous. Holler when you see me. Oh yeah.
Damn girl. She's so sexy.
Girl, I just wanna get you home. roll, baby. Pop, pop, pop some tags.
Pop tags, baby, we can pop tags.
I know you hear me coming, baby. Knock, knock, knock. Slide a player, you can't got, got, got. Whatever you want, whatever you need. I'm running out of words, and all I